With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The service station owners are raising alarm about the impending implementation of a new minimum wage bill set to take effect on the 1st of January 2025. Fuel and Franchise Association of Namibia Vice Chairperson Michael Ludeker has warned under the current conditions, many stations will be forced to retrench up to 40% of their staff.
We operate in a regulated industry. Our profit margins are determined by our line ministry, Ministry of Mines and Energy. So we cannot increase our prices on a whim. We have to adhere to the legislation. And without an increase in our margins, we have absolutely no way to accommodate a 250% increase in the minimum wage. So the only resolution for the service station owners would be to start cutting costs drastically. And that would unfortunately include the retrenchment of staff. We will now need to take it further and engage with the Ministry of Labour, either asking them to give us an exemption to extend the implementation of the minimum wage for the service station owners, or alternatively provide us with a three-stage approach as with the agricultural workers and with the domestic workers. And I think they have now applied that three-pronged approach to the security industry as well.
The end of the year can be a stressful time for many, with financial pressures, year-end fatigue and demands of the holiday season weighing heavily. Psychologist Dr. Sean Whitaker is urging the public to focus on their mental well-being during the festive season.
Self-care is really where mental health starts. It's really okay to put yourself first without feeling too guilty. It's a biological reality that you have to take care of your existential needs first. And that means a healthy lifestyle. For me, mental health starts with a healthy lifestyle, to sleep enough, to eat healthy, to exercise, to be with loved ones. So people have to realize that it's all about self-care. And I certainly hope that all the New Year's resolutions will include self-care.
The Ministry of Mines and Energy has announced that fuel prices for January 2025 will remain unchanged. Ministry spokesperson Anna Salkias.
The ministry recorded over-recoveries of 17 cents per litre for petrol, under-recoveries of 37 cents per litre for diesel 50 ppm, and under-recoveries of 28 cents per litre for diesel 10 ppm. In Walvis Bay, the price of petrol will thus remain 20 Namibia dollars and 25 cents per litre. Diesel 50 ppm will remain 19 Namibia dollars and 72 cents per litre. And diesel 10 ppm will remain 19 Namibian dollars and 82 cents per litre.
South Africa's Border Management Authority says plans are in place to tackle traffic at the Lebombo border post in Mpumalanga. Commissioner Michael Masiapato told Newsroom Africa South African and Mozambican officials will collaborate, while the deployment of drones will commence for the first time after being launched by Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber.
Today is the first day where we now do the real rollout in terms of the deployment of those drones. We are mainly going to deploy them on the corridor to be able to see the activities of the drivers along the corridor, deploy accordingly if there is any possible congestion. We'll also deploy on the borderline just to be able to pick up if there will be anybody trying to enter the country illegally.
Human Rights Watch has accused Israel of acts of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza by depriving them of adequate water supplies. In its new report, it says Israel has intentionally damaged infrastructure. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department's acting spokesperson, Vedant Patel, says they disagree on the report's findings but continue to press Israel on the issue.
The legal standard for genocide is incredibly large, but we made the conclusion that it was reasonable to assess that the IDF in certain instances didn't meet its IHL violations. But in the context of genocide, we just disagree with this conclusion.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.